Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, guess what? It's another week and another wonderful opportunity for me to serve you. And thank you so much for doing that. I love the fact that you guys have been really participating and learning and growing. And I appreciate all the feedback you guys have given me about these podcasts and how it's helping you. So thank you. Keep that up. You know, keep letting me know what serves you and what topics are great for you. In fact, I would love to know. In fact, if you ever say, Chris, I want to know this, and you want to be able to send me a private message, just send me to email to chris@moneyripples.com. And love to hear it. So today, let's talk about how you can quit your job. You know, I'm speaking to those of you that either one, you have a job on the side and maybe you're trying to start a business, or maybe you have a business, but you haven't been able to go full time yet. Two, you've got a spouse you want to retire from their job. Or three, you're in business and maybe you are full time, but you just want to make more money so that you don't feel like you have to keep making money in your business to keep providing for yourself. Because sometimes you own a business, you feel like you really own a job. You feel like you basically worked yourself into a very long hour type job in business, and you don't really feel like there's any freedom, even though that's the whole reason you went into business, was to have more freedom, right? And so I want to talk to you guys specifically about really like, how can you know it's the right time to quit your job? When's it safe? You know, when's it safe to retire your spouse or whatever it might be? Because so many people have that question looming over their heads and they often don't take any action on it. They don't know what to do. So here's some four easy steps you can start working on right now to get yourself to that place where you could say, hey, now's the time, I'm good. Now, granted, every situation is different. I get that. That's something I see whenever I work with one-on-one clients. Sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder, or it takes more time. It doesn't necessarily mean it's harder, it just might take more time to come to fruition. But everybody's situation is different. So what I'm telling you here is kind of general rule of thumb, but for you, your situation might be different here. So let's get into it. So number one, you've got to know your numbers. You got to know your numbers, plain and simple. You got to know how much money's coming in, what's going out. You especially need to know how much money it's going to take for you to survive, to keep going. You know, like really how much money, what's your bottom line personally? Not just in your business, although that's important too, but what about personally in your life? How much money do you need to bring home every month? I remember I had a situation where this woman was in direct sales, very successful with it, but her husband was also working in this family business about 60 hours a week, and they didn't know really like how they could get him to quit. And I mean, 60 hours a week is a lot of time, especially when you're making good money in a direct sales company. And so she's working hard, he's working hard, and they say, Chris, we just want to know like how can we get him to retire and quit his job, even though it's a family business and there's a possibility of continuing the family business there, that really wasn't his passion. But his passion was to work with his wife in their business. So we looked at it. I finally got them to get me the numbers, and we looked at everything. We looked at the business. We looked at the personal. And I said, okay, guys, like, in fact, I'm like, if you actually make a few little tweaks here, he could quit right away. I'm like, you guys have got savings, which is good, but you've got your expenses, you know, and even having a good lifestyle. I didn't want them to be cheap. I said, you guys can still travel around the world like you've been doing. As long as your income stays up, and I said, let's even plan that your income doesn't always stay up. Maybe there's some fluctuation. I said, really, if we make a few little tweaks here, free up about, you know, $1,000 a month, you could do it. And he did. Within a couple months, he had his retirement party. And he looked so old. I mean, he was about 40. So it was awesome to have that kind of retirement party. And it was funny. I remember hearing the comments of people on, you know, Facebook and stuff that said, gee, I wish I could retire. And I'm thinking, yeah, you can. But the problem, they're just saying like, well, gee, good for you. Well, it's because they don't know what to do. They aren't seeing those options, and they're not looking really hard either. They're looking at the traditional stuff. You got to change a whole entire mindset to even make this possible. And so, no, once we knew the numbers, they had confidence. And that's the key, is that clarity creates confidence. You've heard me say this before. Clarity creates confidence. The more clear you are on what you need to do, especially around the numbers, it's very easy to create some strategies around that and to make a plan. And so that was for them. It was very easy. Other people's taking a little time. You know, I had another person in that same direct sales company where same thing. They retired their husband, but it took a little bit of time. It took a couple years, but it wasn't really that long. It didn't take that long at all, especially as we got her to start making more money in her business. It made it easier for him to make the jump. And that's the thing. You know, if you've got the less expenses you have to overcome, the easier it is to quit. You know, if you want to get out of that rat race, it's controlling your expenses for sure. And I'll tell you, with that couple, I mean, their expenses were still pretty high, you know, between business and personal. I kept it up there. It was about $15,000 a month we're keeping the expenses at. So if they could do it, I'm sure you can too. All right, number two is build some savings. This is key. This is something I wish I would have done before I quit, because, you know, I wish I got this kind of advice 12 plus years ago when I finally made the leap to go full time in my business. You know, I thought, I've been working my business for about 3 years, and I was like, you know, I want to get out. Like, I want to get done with this. And so I actually made the leap. I said, all right, that's it. I'm done. And I thought, hey, this is going to be great. But I didn't have a lot of savings built up. And I'll tell you, I was right back trying to scramble to find work again. I couldn't go back to the old job. I didn't want to do that because it killed my pride, right? So I ended up working other jobs that I hated because I didn't do this, which is building some savings. You know, I recommend people to have at least 6 to 12 months of your monthly expenses. And that can include some of your retirement plans, although that's questionable depending on how much money you can access from that retirement plan. But sometimes you can make the leap. So if your monthly expenses are $5,000 a month, you probably want at least $30,000 to $60,000 a month saved up. Now you might be thinking in your mind, oh, Chris, that's a lot of time. That could take me forever. Maybe. But if you're doing it right, if your business is paying you in the meantime and your work is paying you, then hopefully you're taking a lot of that money from your business and building that as savings. I'm sure you're probably reinvesting some to keep making more money in the business too, and that's great. But you'll want to make sure you're putting some away for savings to ensure that when you make this leap, you don't ever want to be in a place where you feel like you have to make money. This is the problem that I made when I made that jump for my business, is when all of a sudden I realized, oh wait, I've got to make the money. It's up to me. And if I don't do it, I don't pay my mortgage. I can't feed my family because, you know, my wife wasn't working. You know, we just had our first kid. And I remember thinking like, oh my goodness, it's all on me. And back in those days, I mean, my expenses were only like $3,500 a month. It wasn't that much. But still, that stress, that pressure of, oh wait, you know, what if I don't make it? You know, what if I don't make the money? I got to make money. I got to get business. I got to make sure I'm doing this. So I went from living the dream of having my own business and being full time in it to living a nightmare. And that scarcity actually drove the results away to where people stopped buying. It actually repelled business from me, which is ironic because I was working harder and more hours in my business full time, but I was making less money than I was when I had a 30-hour a week job because I gradually worked down my hours there. So that's where I'm saying, like, you want to make sure you've built up some savings, get that cushion to where when you meet with people, when you have a sales conversation or whatever it might be, you know you don't need their business. You don't have to sell anybody at that time. But you know you can help them. And when you come from that place of power, people will say yes much more easily. So I hope you understand that. So see if you can build at least 6 months of savings of your expenses. Number three, have a working business. You know, we want to make sure you have a business that is paying you, right? Sometimes you make a leap and then your business isn't paying you. See, when I made that leap to go full time, I was getting paid, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't even to what I needed to make every month. I would just realize when all of a sudden I had a really good month, one good month, I said, oh my goodness, I made more this month than I made in my job. So at that point, my business paid me more than my job was paying me. I said, hey, cool. Well, now I can't afford to be like this. You know, I can't afford to stay this way because I was being more busy than productive. And so So I said, well, I guess I got to leave. And the thing is, I wanted to leave. I wanted to leave so badly. I thought it was a bad thing. I was in my job. By the way, here's a bonus. You know, enjoy. If you've got work, enjoy it. Be grateful for it. That's the very thing that's funding your dream. So be grateful for it. Don't look at it as like this ball and chain that's keeping you down. I get people so many times will boohoo and whine and cry. And I get it because I was there. I was that person. But they'll just whine about how they hate having a job and how it's slowing them down. Listen, I can promise you it's not slowing you down that much. You are slowing yourself down, not your job. It has nothing to do with it. It's you. Your job, if you look at the right context, you realize that this thing is your funding source. This is like your business capital, like the money that's going in. This is what's allowing you to even make your dream possible faster. If you get that, if you understand that the job is not a detriment, but the job is actually something that's fueling the fire, it's fanning the flames, making it better. Holy cow. Like you should be saying, man, I'm grateful for every single day I have this job because it allows me to do what I love too. Yes, I get it. It's more time. It's more effort. There's overtime hours that you're doing. You're spending some weekends working and stuff. It takes time away from the family a little bit. I get all that. I do. But I'll tell you, it's a lot faster and easier a path doing that than jumping full time into a business when you had no right to jump full time into it. And then you're panicking and you're desperate and you're at the welfare office trying to figure out how to make ends meet. And you are working weekends and nights just to make ends meet because you're not making any money in your business. And so you're away from your family anyways. And see, that's the thing is that it seems so appealing to have your own business and to make your own schedule and money and everything else. But guess what? It's not appealing when you're broke. That stinks. It's horrible. So don't do that. That's why the savings is like the thing that helps you. And that's why also having a working business, working up to the point where it can start making money consistently, and it doesn't have to be the same every month, but when you know you're consistently making money, this is good. And this ties in with the fourth point, which is have your business pay you at least 10% more than you're earning right now in your job, or at least 10% more than what you need every month to survive. Let's reframe that. You know, granted, 10% more than what you're being paid, especially if you're getting paid more than what you're spending, great. That's awesome. But I'm saying at least 10% more than what your current expenses are. And the reason is this, is that, you know, you might be getting benefits from a company right now, like health insurance or something like that, that's saving you money. Now, there have been a few cases where I've had people actually get an individual health plan and it's cheaper than them getting it through their company. Awesome. Great. Then that was wonderful, but that's not common. You know, the likelihood is you're probably going to have to pay a little bit more out of pocket for different things that your company might have been providing for you. And not to mention, you got to make sure that your business is also making money enough to reinvest in your business and help it grow. And so when I say 10% more, I mean like the business is paying you 10% more in profit than what your expenses are at home. So that's money you're bringing home, not just money that you're making your business. Very different point. Because you might say, hey, I only need $5,000 a month, let's say. You know, maybe it's $5,000 or $6,000 a month. You say, hey, I'm making 10 grand in my business every month. This is awesome. I should quit. Maybe. But if your expenses in your business are $6,000 a month, that means you're only left with $4,000. That's not enough. So make sure you get the working business. Now, this can be okay. This can be okay if you've got the savings in place. If you've got just a little bit of a gap to make up and maybe you're going to be tapping into savings a little bit, cool. That might be fine. But again, I don't want you coming from a place of desperation where you think, oh, I need the money. I got to make it now. Don't come from that place. And so see if you can try to make at least 10% more of profit than what you're currently making in your job. So I know this might require a little bit of patience. This might require a little bit of time. But I'm telling you, if you do this right, it can happen much faster for you and it can happen right. And you'll come out on top. Like I'm telling you, like sometimes it's so worth it to do it at the right time. Every person's individual situation is different. I'm working with somebody right now. We just freed up over $4,100 a month. And to the point where now they could save half of the money that they have from their job. Half, 50% of the money they're making. That's huge. You know, I've got another client right now that we're working on creating real estate income streams to help allow them to make that jump to replace income so that she can work full time in her business. And so there's some other opportunities. I mean, yeah, you can make money in business, but there's some other streams of income you can make, especially when you've got savings. Maybe you've got retirement accounts. If you've got retirement accounts, there could be some cool things you do with that to create cash flow right now to help make it easier so you're not stressing over money. That's what's so awesome. So anyways, that's my challenge to you guys is if you're looking to quit your business, or you're looking to go full-time your business, do it right. If you need some guidance, let me know. Reach out to me, Chris at moneyripples.com and see what we can do. Because I'll tell you, I have some of the coolest conversations with people when we look to do something like that. I love being able to retire you from your job or retiring your spouse from a job. It's so rewarding, and I love seeing people live their dreams that way. So anyways, everybody, make it a great and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.